Welcome to the Jay and Jack Show, featuring Jay, Jack, and friends. This podcast features just about anything you could possibly think about.
Like lost keys.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's the Jack and Jack Show. The Jack Show.
It has a little.
Hello and welcome to the Jack Show.
It has a better sound to it.
I think it's better back.
I think it's going to sell. It's catchy.
I want something.
It makes a song. It actually makes the song sound a little better too.
Really?
I think so.
It's the Jack and Jack Show.
Just Jack Show.
Oh, it's the Just Jack
Show.
Well, you can't.
I still can't hear myself.
Well, I turned it down so the music didn't like blow out of your drums and you talk really loud.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want to talk loud.
You know, I think I should just put music in the background the whole time, because whenever there's music in the background, Jack will, like, increase his volume tenfold.
I'll just switch.
I think it's more about just hearing your voice in the microphone.
You know what?
I mean, in the headphone.
I'll just switch to Dharma Lars.
What do you mean?
I'll just go to Lars. I don't need to go to you. Don't they play music the whole time?
Well, they have, like, a lot of different music playing, like, between the segments.
All right. I don't know. I'm a little worn out today because I've had to make several trips back and forth to work because someone in this room who it's you, couldn't find your keys.
Yeah, I totally lost my keys today.
And where did you, after hours upon hours upon hours,
it was about an hour of searching, like earnest searching.
You came home, we're all frustrated, you're all in a lather, you're all upset.
Dude, today was a rough day. Like, it wasn't so much like the whole day, but just towards the end of the day.
I'm going to tell you right
just
now.
Just like, you know, like some of those days where just like a bunch of crap happens and you're just ready to kill somebody. That was kind of like the end of my day
like
today.
You became a serial killer.
Yeah, you know, falling down. I felt like Jack today towards the end. I was just, you know.
You're coming to the dark side. You're seeing the world through my eyes.
But the worst part is you're acting like the people that you don't like today, like me. Giving the kids thick, heavy,
I did not give them
solid
the
ball.
They took the ball. They said, hey, we want to see that trophy. I said, sure. And they took the ball, ran with it.
Because they wanted to get the ball. The ball was in the trophy.
I said, give it back.
And little 4-year-olds outsmarted you.
I said, hey, I'm too tired to chase after them. But it is a good day.
Why is
that? It is a great day.
Oh, okay. Yes.
The state of California, my hometown.
Mm-hmm. And North Carolina.
Now they said North Carolina, but
North Carolina too, yeah.
I've not seen it anywhere.
Oh, well, that's what I hear.
And obviously people in North Carolina have not seen it either because they're still talking on their cell phones. But the great state of California, you know you are safe now on the 805, the 8, the 15, the 405,
mm-hmm.
all those great freeways in California, even the ones that don't move like the 101. you're safe now because those selfish people on cell phones are going to be fine now if they're talking on cell phones.
I think they did that in North Carolina too.
That's what they said, but I swear every person I saw was driving.
But you know, I think there's someone now that probably has a hatred for something more than you do of cell phones, or your hatred of cell
phones.
Yeah,
I've seen that. But
Colleen wants to like kill airlines.
Well, I told her who said a long time ago to boycott Delta. Who said it?
You did.
Said it months ago.
Yeah, you did.
And she chose not to listen. You chose not to listen. Everyone has chose not to listen. I said they don't care about the customer.
I think airlines in general have just been terrible.
But Delta, I've seen it. I've dealt with their response back and forth with their emails. They don't care. They don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm not going to fly anymore. Fine. We'll find someone else to fly us.
Yeah,
we hate
just,
to fly.
Their
and
customer service is just
it's
awful.
Horrible.
It's awful.
It's horrible.
But, check the MetroBuzz if you want to really hear her rants. Yeah. I'm sure she's going to do that today when they record.
Wah. But people are finally starting to come to my side. Now the cell phone issues. But you know, the only problem with the cell phones now, they got everybody hooked and addicted to talking on cell phones while they're driving.
Uh-huh.
But now they're going to make more money selling the little devices that have you.
It was all part of their scheme.
It is.
They're probably the ones lobbying to get cell phones banned from the cars.
They probably had both sides. They probably had a lobbyist group fighting to keep it. You know, keep it. Hey, that's illegal. You can't infringe on our rights. But they probably put a little money in that. Then they put big money. Hey, you got to stop these guys talking on cell phones. They're going to kill. Hey, but we have these hand-free devices. For only $99.99 that you have, and you have to get this, and it helps you text. And da 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 da.
But see, the thing is that really change if you have a headset? It's still you're talking to somebody on the phone.
I think, but right now they have to. They're only going to be able to do so much. They're not going to be able to eliminate everything.
I'm just saying, like, is that really helping if they can talk on a headset?
I agree, because people are still not paying attention.
Yeah, because you're still talking.
But it's one step in the right direction. But the cell phone companies, like you said, they're probably working both sides of the fence. So they're going to make money. They don't care.
You know, they lobby to get, but you can put headsets in there. Because it doesn't really change anything if you have a headset as well. You're still talking. And most people, when they drive, they just kind of just press the phone up to their ear anyway.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, you can see their arms are, but see, when they're talking with their cell phone, their arms are going. They're like, they're not paying any, they don't have their hands on the steering wheel. They're just like, I'm talking, hey.
You got some kind of like pamphlet over there.
I got a pamphlet here, and I know they send
this
out.
It's kind of scaring me a little bit.
They send this out to every city, and I like to see my tax dollars at work.
Uh-huh.
I like to pay a lot of, your sister today got her check, and she'd worked all those hours, and she's like, why are they taking so much of my money? I think she had to pay $28 towards Social Security. I said, well, you're paying that because, you know, when you're 65.
You're paying your grandparents.
It's not going to be there. At least it'll be there for me. But unfortunately, when you get to that age, I'm sorry. You're paying for my retirement. We're using it for something else, but that's okay. That's another story. But I got this thing in the mail.
Okay.
It says, the City of Raleigh Public Utilities Department, 2007 Annual Drinking Water Quality Report.
Wow.
It's a nice little pamphlet. It's color. It's black. It's not just black and white. It's color.
Oh, it folds out.
It's got little artwork in it, if you can see. I'll show it to Jay.
It's got a centerfold?
It's pretty nice. Pretty sweet.
That's okay.
Why did they send this to me? Why did they send this to me and everybody else? Is it going to make me drink the water?
Let me see. I mean, does it give you any like kind of information that benefits like...
What else could I do? I could build a well. Uh-huh. I could dig a well, or I could use the City of Raleigh's water. What else could I... Or I could...
Maybe you'll try and get people to like just glance at the pretty pictures.
Well, how much did that cost?
How many trees were killed?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You want to do me a favor? Lower my price of water. You know, when we had the water shortage last year, we all cut back on our water usage.
Yeah.
They raised the rates.
Mm-hmm.
What's
well, I guess because there's a shortage of supply.
It's probably something they had. I know they used to do this in San Diego and Santee also. It wasn't quite as elaborate as that in Santee, I don't think.
Because our water was filled with dirt anyway.
Yeah. But what is this? Why do we need this?
I'm looking to see if it's like made of composite, like recycled paper, but no.
No. You young people out there, like I was joking about young Kayla, she's going to, you're paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
For everything we do right now, you're paying the bills. Stop it now. There's no reason to, I know this is going to cost somebody their job, but there's no reason I need this.
Yeah.
Most people probably threw it away. You know, the only reason I kept it
is to talk about on the show.
So I can talk about the podcast. I said, this is ridiculous. Why do I need this?
Yeah.
Like I said, I could dig a well,
mm-hmm.
or I could, use the City of Raleigh.
A well's a lot of maintenance. I didn't know you had to put like Clorox bleach in your well like every 6 months or something. That's kind of scary.
It's crazy. But it just, look at, they show where the water comes from. I knew where it came from. It comes from the sink.
Actually, you know the largest.
It comes from the faucet.
You know where the largest supply of fresh water is?
I don't know.
Underground.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In wells.
Well, that's what they say, wells and all that stuff. But even, it just, you know, I can get barrels and.
Like, I think only 1% of it is like surface water. Or
I can buy my Aquafina water that I have right now.
Which is just purified tap water.
Yes, at an alarming, a huge price. But people, what every city, it's like when they sent us that, we got that tax rebate back in May.
Mm-hmm.
They spent $47.5 million telling us, hey, you're going to get a tax rebate.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The government spent $47 million telling you were going to get a tax rebate.
Why can't they just give it to you?
Well, I guess they had to, because some people haven't claimed it yet.
Yeah, there is still people that haven't claimed it.
You know, if you're that stupid and you can't figure it out, you don't deserve
give it to me.
Yeah, give it to me. It's money. It's just money down the drain. And then pay for postage and all this other stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, if it's government, does the post office, like, since the government runs the post office, do they get, like, you know,
well, the government is
a little freebie postage?
It's subsidized by the government, I believe.
Oh, so it's not, like, owned by the government?
It's not owned by the government anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a government job, though.
I don't know how it works. You hear different stories about it. I don't know. I don't think it's government.
Uh-huh.
It's not a government-operated business anymore or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Really?
Crazy. It just, the whole world's crazy. Just, I saw that and I go, what a waste. I thought it was a bunch, because it was, you know, now junk mail comes like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
You know my plan, let's just cut the mail back to 5 days a week. Let's save the fuel. Let's save the environment. But hey, no one listens to me. But this, I saw this in the mail. I go, what a waste of money.
Yeah.
What a waste. I want one person out there to tell me why I need that.
Okay, there it is. People tell him why he needs that piece of paper.
Because it's not a paper. It's a pamphlet.
A pamphlet that says...
It's like an 8-page pamphlet.
How to conserve water and what they've been doing to the water.
I don't think it says anything about conserving water.
Yeah, it says on every little thing.
I didn't get to that point. I know how to conserve water. But I conserve water, they charge me more.
What else you got over there, Jack?
I got... Alex sent us this thing from entertainmentweekly.com.
Uh-huh.
It's the top TV shows the last 25 years, mm-hmm. the top movies the last 25 years.
Is Simon and Simon on any of those lists?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I didn't look into that much. But the, mm-hmm. what do you think the top TV show, according to entertainmentweekly.com?
I would say MASH, probably.
In the last 25 years.
MASH sucked in the last 25
right.
years. Let's see.
It's a show you've watched.
Seinfeld?
No.
What is it?
The Simpsons.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The Sopranos Good was number two. Seinfeld was number three. Mm-hmm. The X-Files, number four. Sex in the City, number five. Survivor, number six. The Cosby Show, number seven. And a show you might have heard of.
Lost,
number eight.
Sex in the City?
I would put Lost much higher. I would put over the X-Files, Sex in the City.
Well, see, I've never seen X-Files, but, you know, Carl's an X-Files fan, and Jana is, too, and I've talked to them. It's from what they said, it's a pretty intense show. Just
I hear it jumped the shark at the end. So
it did jump the shark at the end.
You know, Queer Eye for the Straight Guys on here, too. I've never saw that.
It started that whole, like, kind of
Deadwood
fashion.
Is 87. No way Deadwood should be that low.
Well, they didn't get to finish their story. Yeah. That's almost as bad as jumping the shark. You never even got to get any kind of
The Arsenio Hall show, that was it pretty good for a while. Party of Five. My not-so-good friend Matthew Fox is on there twice.
That's two shows.
Not bad. MacGyver. The Bachelor's 98. Come on. The Bachelor.
Survivor's number, six?
The Survivor's a good show, but The Bachelor. Oh, are they going to get married? One couple's gotten married. Saved by the Bell rounded out at number 100.
Nice. It's all right, because I'm saved by the Bell.
Okay, what do you think the top movie in the last 25 years?
Godfather? No, wait. Godfather hasn't been the past.
No, that's a long way back.
Saving Private Ryan or something like that?
Saving Private Ryan is number six.
Schindler's List?
I'm sure it's on here, but I don't see it. Yeah, it's number 21.
Titanic? I hate Titanic.
Titanic is number three.
I don't know.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay.
I like Pulp Fiction, but it wouldn't have made my top... I don't think it's a top movie the last 25 years. Lord of the Rings trilogy is number two. Nah, I wouldn't have made it.
See, you didn't give that thing a... That thing was amazing. The whole Lord of the Rings trilogy, amazing.
Yeah, the first one's all right.
You never saw the second or third.
Hannah and Her Sisters, number seven.
What is that?
Silence of the Lambs. Die Hard.
Silence of the Lambs is awesome.
Let's see. Aliens is 27.
Aliens or Alien, the first one?
Aliens.
Second one, okay.
Let's see. Sid and Nancy, 77. South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, 100.
That is a pretty good movie.
This one, pretty good. Full Metal Jacket's way too low. Number 94, way too low. Sorry. Lost in Translation. Did not like it. It was on the list. That was a good movie. Sorry. We got a new classic music. Top 25.
Okay, let's see.
Top 100. Last 25 years. What do you think? What do you think is the top?
It's probably something by U2. I hate critics, but
I'm going to tell you right now, U2 is not even in the top 10.
Wow. Okay. Past 25 years?
Oh wait, I'm sorry. U2 is number three.
Yeah, I figured. Was it Joshua Tree is number
no.
three?
Where's number three?
Baby.
Oh, Achung Baby.
Achung Baby.
Let's see. Number one, I'm going to guess. Not that. Past 25 years. Probably a Radiohead album or...
Radiohead is number... In Rainbow.
Oh, In Rainbows? In Rainbows. Really? That's the highest one?
Number 10. No, in 10.
I don't know. What's number one?
Purple Rain by Prince.
Ah, okay. Yeah, excellent.
And The Revolution. So, yeah, it's not bad.
Can I see that list?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
What they...
And then my not-so-close friend Harold Perrineau had a top 10 list.
Really?
Yeah, top 10 classic dance. And I'm thinking it's moves or moments because it says... It kind of cut off the print, says mom. Top 10 classic moms, dance moms, so I don't know. What do you think the top dance move on TV is? According to Harold Perrineau.
The sprinkler.
No, it's by somebody.
By
an actor on a show. On a show.
Like a famous dance move by an actor?
Just something on a show. Something someone did on a show.
I don't know. Go.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine, when she's doing that funky
The dancing. Yeah, that's number
one. And then number 10 was Harold Perrineau makes his TV debut on Fame, Back to Something New.
He put himself in his own list?
Hey, come on. It's his list. His favorite one. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Some cool. It was actually some cool stuff on there. So if you want to see it, it's on E! Entertainment, entertainmentweekly.com.
Seeing if any of my favorite bands are on this list here.
That makes for good radio when you're reading a list and not reading it out loud.
Jaggerville Pill, 35. Let's see. I'm 0 for a lot.
What else do you want me to rant about? So just then, like I said, if I understand Colleen's frustrations, but I did make it quite clear that people should not be flying Delta. Months ago.
Faith George Michael.
What was the second one? Never even heard of the second one. Who is that person?
Second.
You got to have faith.
Oh, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You don't know Lauryn Hill?
No, who's she?
She was in the Fugees.
Strumming my pain with this finger.
Oh, is that the song? She did like a cover of it with the Fugees. Okay. But
the Fugees.
Probably her most famous song. I don't know.
I stepped in some Fugees. What's Fugees?
The Fugees, I think it's refugee. I don't know. I was never like way into the Fugees, but
I don't know. It's crazy.
Wycliffe Jean was in it. But
we
we
had someone responding to your Jesus complex.
What? Mel Gibson's Jesus?
Mel Gibson, yeah.
Oh, okay, what'd they say?
Samantha said, okay, I can deal with the Jesus complex, but Braveheart makes me hurl. Have you ever counted the number of times the close-ups of his baby blue eyes? Seriously. Can't you just hear the director? I'm ready for my close-up, darlings.
Amen.
But he does have pretty blue eyes.
He's so full of himself.
It does add to the William Wallace character. Also, she said we were pronouncing Han Solo. Han Solo?
No, Han. Like Han Solo. Solo.
Yeah,
see, but they both say Han or Han.
Ways. She said we must have realized it and corrected it off stage.
You know, I kind of go back and forth, but I guess the correct is Han, but...
It's whatever I say it is, because I've said cell phones are bad,
mm-hmm.
and don't fly Delta. Uh-huh. So I can't be wrong.
You're on fire.
Do you want to read the bitter this. About people in England still bitter about us?
Hey, Jay and Jack. Yes, the British are still bitter. I work in accounting for a company owned by a British company, and they never recognized the 4th of July when giving us our deadline for closing. So we always have one less day to close for the month of June. Bastards. Can't say too much because my husband is British.
Oh yeah,
Julie
can.
In New Orleans.
You wear the pants. You tell him what to do.
Oh man,
you're
Jack,
not stopping for tea.
Are you ready to get into the verses?
Yes, I'm so ready.
All right, here we go. Actually, no, let's do the phone calls while we're here. What do you say?
Let's do it. Hey, you know what? You take this show any direction you want because I'm in a great mood today.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is JB, also known as Not Penny's Boat. Listen, I love the new show. I just had a question. Is it possible to still put the chapters up? I find myself downloading the regular Jay and Jack show as well as the Married Man Uncut edition, which usually comes out a day later. But when I'm trying to get back to the segment that I miss, it's a little weird to fast forward. I know both of you guys are busy working, Jay, school and all that. But if that is at all possible, I'm sure us, the listeners, would greatly appreciate it. Talk to you guys later. Love the show.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Daryl from Orange County. I be in English or British or whatever. I would like to comment on the Revolutionary War. I am not bitter about it at all. But I am bitter about people using their cell phones while driving and people wearing baggy pants and showing me their underwear. And I will say that if King George was still in charge, he wouldn't stand for that. And they'd probably have their heads chopped off. So maybe Britain losing wasn't a good thing. But anyway, loving the new format, the Jay and Jack show, and missing Loss. But I just want to say everyone should leave off Hybrid. And I actually do love Mel Gibson and Braveheart. All right, take care. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Vincent 815. I'm catching up on your podcast, and I just like to mention that although I'm not British, I do play a video game called Call of Duty 4, and there, the British kids they have real animosity towards Americans and vice versa. So they're always yelling, you know, bloody Yanks and all that stuff. So I think in about 40 or 50 years, whenever they decide, whenever all these kids are starting to become leaders of our countries, I think that's going to start up World War III. So just thought I'd like to mention that. Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Wow. World War III.
Now video games are causing World War Wars the bad.
Well, that would complete the trilogy. You know, you first was Revolutionary War,
yeah.
Then War of 1812.
Right.
So it's a long-awaited, you know, third war to
yeah,
complete
have,
the trilogy.
We have
of
been
wars.
Waiting a while.
Yeah.
So let's get the job done. It's been almost, you know, what, 200 years?
Yeah, or it's 1812.
So 4 years
almost,
away.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people think the world's going to end in 2012.
Wow.
So
that'd be interesting.
Is that, have we just figured out why? You know, Barry at work always talks about it. I only have to wait till 2012.
And he's British.
Yeah, he's British.
I think we've just stumbled on one of the biggest conspiracies in the history of the world.
Yeah. But going to the Bitter Daryl, gotta love Bitter Daryl. He brought up the Bitter Pan.
I don't know if he's going to be at Comic-Con this year again.
He's not?
I'm wondering if he is or not.
Well, he should be happy because he lives in L.A., right?
Yeah.
California. So he should be happy about the cell
phones. Orange County.
Same thing. Baggy pants. Today was funny because there's these young girls in the camp, and they're all sitting there going, and your mom walked out. Can you tell your son to pull up his pants? I said, why? They said, because it looks stupid.
Uh-huh.
I said, wow. 11-year-olds agreeing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, and your mom
why are you passing out knives to the kids?
Your mom asked, no, swords. But your mom asked, she said, is that still in fashion? And they said, no.
Okay, they're 8 years old.
They're
11.
Come on. Everyone's telling you look stupid that way. Pull up your pants. Pull up your pants.
I do, actually.
Don't be so bitter.
I do.
But that's something I forgot to bring up. And as far as Not Penny's Boat, the chapters, Jay's not going to school right now. He just doesn't feel like doing it.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
He doesn't feel like doing it.
I've been working like nine. Those kids, I'm sorry, man. They've just been brutal.
Well, what have I been saying about kids today?
Oh, man. But it's only been a year since I've done it.
They have gotten. Kids have no fear. They're not afraid of anything.
Oh, they just, this week, the worst listeners. The worst listeners.
I think last week my worst show was the MTV, what's that show? Birthday, Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah, Sweet 16, yeah.
I think my second one, well, all those wedding shows,
mm-hmm.
but the Super Nanny. I think that show is so stupid.
Or the bratty kids.
The bratty kids with their parents. Oh, what am I going to do? They're burning down the house. Come help us. You know, the lady in San Diego who let her kid go out and urinate all over the neighborhood. Because
are you serious?
Yeah, he wouldn't use a toilet. This is last season. Your mom was watching. I said, you got to be kidding me. And she doesn't see anything wrong with that. He's going in planners. He's going in everything but the toilet.
Wow.
I just can't get him to stop. Well, we need to put him in the naughty corner. Come on. You need to smack him is what you need to do.
But in all, I think it just, if you
have to be consistent, obviously.
Yeah, I think you have to show, I think we maybe talked about before, it's the South Park episode where nothing could help Cartman, but he brought in Caesar from The Dog Whisperer.
Yeah.
And that's something that you get Cartman to behave. But it's kind of true. I mean, you need to show that you're the person in charge. You don't need to hit your kid, but you need to set ground rules, and there's consequences.
Well,
and
I think it was California was trying to outlaw hitting a child under three or something like that, spanking a child. And like, obviously, it got overboard.
Well, under three, that's kind of like, do you really need to hit?
Well, outlaw spanking altogether. I don't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
But, you want to outlaw spanking, fine, but there should be a law. You have to do something. And you see it every day with the kids in your camp, and you can tell the kids that have no discipline at all because they don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what you say because they know their parents. It doesn't matter what you say to their parents. Yeah. They're like, well, did he do that again?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can't control him.
There's
no, because, you know, they're passive. They're not like, you know, firm. They're not, it's just been terrible.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I'm not saying I was a great kid. And was, and, but
well,
I,
all kids get into trouble.
I made sure I covered my bases because I knew if I got caught, oh, there was going to be hell to pay. I was terrified. My teachers would tell on me or, you know, sending a note home.
Yeah.
Kids send a note home today. Here, I'll write it for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to say, teacher? Yeah, I did that. Nothing's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
And you see it every day in the, I mean, these kids, woo, not all of them.
No, there is good kids. And actually, the past couple weeks, we've had really good kids.
Like I said, the hockey camp was great.
That was like the best hockey camp ever.
But I guarantee you, the next one's going to be bad.
But this week, they've more than made up for it. It's just,
And then those kids are going around buying the energy drinks.
I know. I wish we could shut those machines off.
Should kids be drinking Red Bull?
No.
It's like pure...
It says on the can, children and pregnant women should not drink these drinks.
But the parents actually buy these kids.
Yes.
I've actually seen parents just giving their kids Red Bull before hockey games, and these kids are like 8, 9 years old.
And they wonder why they have like attention span problems.
Why did my kid get 3 penalties for slashing? I don't know. He's in the penalty box. He's still slashing away.
Those drinks are for adults, and I've had them, and they're...
They're
gross. They're disgusting, and you get wired.
Hey, we should ask Warm Taffy about his little addiction he had to Red Bull.
Yeah, he was obsessed with Red Bull.
He was drinking those for lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's crazy. But you seem a little down today. You just don't seem.
I was in good spirits in the morning.
Yeah.
But man, this day just wore me out. It's been a bad day.
But are we gonna get chapters? I think we're getting chapters.
Yeah,
now.
I did chapters on the last one. I think the uncut will actually get up before the regular one.
Yeah. You see, the Married Man got a bad review.
Yeah.
I'm gonna blame. They said it was too long.
Mm.
Haven't we actually cut the Married Man down?
Yeah, but they're talking about like the inclusion of all the other stuff.
Probably that. I don't know.
But it's probably
Dale's fault.
You ready to get into a short versus? We have just something to talk about since people cheated.
Yeah, I think people have been cheating all along.
Yeah, so, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, so...
So this is between... Indiana Jones and Foot Solo.
Foot Solo, what does that mean?
Hands.
I love that deductive reasoning.
You got to get out of this kid thing here.
What?
You're on the brink of not even wanting kids anymore, aren't you, after this?
Just about. I don't think so, because I think I'll be a stricter parent, quite honestly.
I think you will be.
Because...
I think I'll be a great grandparent.
You're going to be a terrible grandparent.
Kids are going to like coming over to my house. I'll be like my dad. Yeah, what did they have to eat today, Dad? Oh, they ate everything. They had shakes. They had cookies.
That is going to be you.
They had ice cream. Oh, and they had some candy. You can't go wrong with candy.
It's bad enough I'm trying to get these kids that aren't listening to listen. And I got you and Mom instigating them.
Hey, who yelled shut up? I said, enough! That's what I yelled. I yelled enough.
Yeah.
And it was like an episode from MASH when Frank or Henry Blake's trying to get everyone to quiet and Radar says, quiet! I yelled, enough! And what happened? Everyone was
you
quiet.
Want to know why? It's because I'm the one yelling all the time, and you're the, ha, 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 let's do this to Bug Jay. So they don't expect it from you.
You got to have fun in life. Life is too short.
I know.
You hear me coming on this podcast crying all the time?
I have fun with the kids, too.
But you're a downer. You're just like Debbie Downer today. You have your foosball machines, games, and you're just...
Well, I hurt my wrist today really bad.
There goes the Olympics. If you're going to make the Olympics, you got
to... That kind of started off my bad day. I hurt my wrist. Actually, I hurt it last week when I was putting together those foods. Because, I hate it like those
Hold
IKEA...
Hold on a second.
Okay, what?
This comes to our Whining Fest podcast.
I know. You've had plenty, so it's my turn. Okay. So, now look it.
Look at here. Look. Are you listening?
All right, Larry. Can I finish? All right. On those, like those little IKEA or those little things they give you to put together, they give these little Allen wrenches that are like this big.
Yeah,
like
never, the size, that never work.
Like the size of a Smarties wrapper. It's about the size of this little Allen wrench. And then they give these bolts.
If this is the Married Man podcast, I have a great joke.
These bolts are like this big, size of a pencil. And
that's
like
why you never use the tools they give you.
As thick as a marker. And then you got to twist, it's like little twisting with this little Allen wrench. And
you're not going to make it the big leagues by crying over little aches and pains. You got to play through it.
Well, see, but I also got.
Where would Luke,
I aggravate my
where
wrist.
Would Luke Gehrig have been? Where would Cal Ripken been if he?
I know.
You know what? They gave me the wrong Allen wrench. Take me out of the lineup. I can't break the streak.
It actually goes all the way back to like earlier in the year when I got like a carpal tunnel, flare up, and my hands are starting to kind of show their guitar
How come
age.
No one had carpal tunnel 20 years ago.
Oh, they did. It's,
or 30
it's,
years
yeah,
ago.
Well, because it's the introduction of typing and the computers,
yeah,
and everyone has to work on computers.
See?
And
technology bad.
And I can type fast, but my stance or whatever.
I can type fast too, but you have to make sense though too. Just hitting the keypad.
So that kind of aggravated. And then I was also playing classical guitar, which is a completely different type of guitar playing. So then I hurt my wrist, and then I just kind of reinstalled by turning those screws and putting
them
together.
Either you get yourself in shape or you can kiss the Olympics goodbye. There's just no way.
I just played this morning and my wrist, and then I played guitar, and then I played kickball with the kids, and after that my wrist was just dead.
Well, I saw you came in, it looked like you were in you'd like totaled your car. You came in all bandaged up, and I'm like, what did you do? Foosball. Man, foosball.
So, yeah, it was bad. It was like the most pain that I've ever had in my wrist, and I've had a lot of pain. Is that another married man joke?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So, anyway, we're on the verses.
Verses. Hans is what we decided.
Han Solo. It seems so snooty. It's like Han Solo.
I'm Han Solo.
Can you pass the gray poop?
I don't think he'd be that kind of guy.
What?
I don't think he'd care. He's not gonna care.
Whatever. He's Han Solo.
Just give me the cash.
Yeah,
that's all he's into.
Well, you know, he came back and saved them.
Yeah, that's true. But he ended up with cash.
All right, so here's the final votes. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Indiana Jones with 43 votes, and Han Solo. One with 58 votes.
58 votes.
But here's the problem.
So that's me again.
Yes, that you win. Yeah. Here's the problem.
This has been going on. I've been telling you this has been going on all along.
So looked it up. A lot of you guys are double voting, making fake accounts. So I went and I banned a lot of you guys. But for those of you who are on the boards voting, it's supposed to be for fun. There's no need to cheat.
There's no prize.
Yeah. It's just for fun. Why do you guys need to make different accounts and cheat? So...
Really?
I mean,
do we have to go that low?
Yeah.
Unless it does help me, then...
And granted, I took, I counted up, I think at the time it was, 8, and Han Solo even taken away, the 8 cheating. No matter where they went, because I can't tell who they voted for, yeah. Han was still in the
lead. I'm telling you right now, people cheated for Mustard. There's no way Mustard won.
And see, it taints stuff. It kind of ruins the fun. So, guys, I'm going to be checking. If you're double accounts, I'm going to ban every single account you have, and you don't get to take part of the fun. So, please just.
And we have a summer plan. We're going to have fun all summer.
Yeah.
Except
so,
Jay, because Jay's kind of whiny.
Yeah. Can we just. Seriously, this. Come on, guys. We're supposed to be having fun here.
Yeah. It's just for fun. Jay's lost out on his chance for the Olympic dream. The gold medal was so close and slipped away, and now he's angry. He's angry.
It hasn't slipped away. Yeah, I'm just going to take it easy and try and let it heal. But
and he was in training. He was jogging up to half a mile a day. He was ready.
I feel bad. I haven't taken the dog on a walk in a while, couple days.
She needs it.
I know. I just haven't had time to. I was spinning around trying to get my keys today. Yesterday I was working actually on this podcast for 2 hours when I got home.
About 2 hours.
Ooh. I just need to get back in the rhythm of setting time aside to do it.
She's a good dog, too.
She is. She's a great dog. It would help if her real owner, her mom, would take her on a walk as well, kind of help carry the load a little bit.
I told you, whose dog was it going to be?
I know.
It's going to be our dog my dog, when everybody loses. I know. It'll be my dog. Your mom's dog, my dog.
Yeah, so seriously, Heather, I know she doesn't listen to this, but you need to step up to the plate. Take her on a walk every now and then. Help,
Help
when people are busy.
Help the Olympic dream.
All right, Jack, you ready to get to the five?
The five. I thought we were going to say what next week's verses are.
Oh, yeah, totally. I think I like this one.
Okay.
You came with this one.
This one, because
we've had these debates,
We've been going back and forth with different things this week. Mm-hmm. But then I said, what about we do West Coast versus East Coast?
Yeah.
Because everyone has an opinion on that.
Exactly.
We left out the middle states.
But yeah, because, but I guess you could kind of say even there's kind of a divide that kind of
they kind of go.
I guess Midwest would be another
Midwest.
One.
We could go Midwest, but we don't have three people. So if you want to, write in Midwest, uh-huh. I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
so go ahead. If Midwest wins fairly, no cheating. I don't want one person from mm-hmm. Kansas, with 18 different accounts. Tipping the scale, because we got.
But it's a bit. Wiener boy over here. We always talk about East Coast driving, West Coast driving, in California.
And I told Jay, I said, you know what, you can pick first. I'll defend either one. Whoever I get, I'll defend.
All right, so I'm gonna take West Coast.
Oh, come on!
What?
Oh, just kidding.
Okay.
Why are you picking the West Coast?
Because I am actually out of the two of us, a West Coast native.
Yes, you are.
And I like the mentality. Like, East Coast, like Northern.
You don't like people from the East Coast.
Well, the Northerners, like the Yankees.
You don't like anybody.
No, I like tons of people. Don't get me in trouble now. But, you know, like the New Yorkers are like.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah. They're a little uptight and tense and like ready to explode every 5 seconds.
They're a little obnoxious. Is that what you're trying to say?
Not obnoxious, but it's so like, oh, gotta go. Okay. That's like their life. It's like a fly. Okay. Then you have the South, which is like the exact opposite. It's like.
No, not when they're driving. They're always in a hurry to get somewhere where they're driving. Then they get there and they go. Hey, wait, I'm not making my case. Hold on, never mind.
Take their sweet time. But see, now when you go to, you know, California, where I'm born and raised from, it's different. It's like they can be fast, but then they're also laid back. They're also chill and relaxed.
Dude.
Totally, dude.
Dude.
So that's why I just like the mentality of the West Coast. So that's what I'm going to pick.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now.
What?
Without the East Coast of the United States, there wouldn't be a West Coast of the United States. It started at all. This is where all your history is.
Well,
you have all your seasons.
What about the conquistadors and the missions?
But that was
they
would have been part of Mexico. They wouldn't have been part of, you know, before the people out here went and it just, you know, took over everything.
Father Junipero Serra, that's what I was actually trying to remember.
You know, it's hard for me to, I'm trying to defend the East Coast when I really probably would have rather preferred the West Coast. But
yeah.
I will defend the East Coast.
Well, you're an East Coast native.
Yes, of 2 months. So I live out here. I love it out here. It's nice. But you have New York. New York City. You have all the history here. You got you got Gettysburg. You got all Williamsburg. You got all these.
You have
different
the
places.
Nation's capital.
Nation's capital out here, Washington D.C. You have all the history there. I mean, there's history. I mean, it's great. And there's not as much traffic here on this. I'm sure up north there is, but here there isn't. It's beautiful. Plenty of trees. You go to California, it's a desert.
Well, in California, you go up north the West Coast. You have the redwood forest, and then you have Oregon and Washington, that's
where
all trees.
Where it rains all
the
time.
But there's trees.
But it rains all the
plenty.
Time. Rains all the
and
time.
And West Coast has Joshua trees.
Rains all the time. Rains all the time. But no, East Coast is great. You know, you got everything here. It's where it started at all.
Okay.
It's like Star Wars A New Hope. It started it all. It has the defending Super Bowl champion, New York Giants. Yeah, it killed me to say that.
Yeah, I was waiting for like lightning to strike.
Has the New England Patriots, the World Series champions, the Boston Red Sox, the NBA champions, Boston Celtics. So come on, Detroit Red Wings. That's kind of East Coast still, right? That's close enough. Close enough. So on hockey, so it has all your major sports teams are here on the East Coast. Your best basketball, college basketball teams are where?
Here,
ACC. Come on.
Okay.
If you're a sports fan, no place to be. What do you get? Like the Dodgers, the Padres?
Okay, but how about this?
Come on.
All the majority best baseball players are born and raised out of California.
I don't think that's true anymore.
No?
I don't think that's true anymore.
That was recent.
Florida.
They showed that.
Florida. You got Florida down there that has tons of ball players.
Okay. There.
So it's tricky. I mean, this is the place to be.
Okay. All right.
It's where it started at all. It's the place to be. That's all I got. I was really sure you're going to take the East Coast. But
why would I take the East Coast?
Because you got a girlfriend on the East Coast. That's
so?
And she loves New York. And
so?
Now, don't you eventually want to move to New York? Isn't that your goal?
I love New York. I think it's great.
And
doesn't mean I think it's better than San Diego.
Okay, nothing's better than San Diego.
Exactly.
But
I'm always going to be partial standing because that's where I was born and raised.
You have the NBA champion, NHL champion.
I want one of my teams to win.
Well, that's not.
I like my lovable losers.
Okay.
Hey, I'm excited about football season. It's a bad baseball season when you're excited about the football season.
Yeah, I'm just ready. As diehard Padre fan as I am, I cannot wait for football season because this year is just like, all right, let's just trade whatever you got.
Yeah.
Get what you can. Move on and 2009, hope for a better year.
Yeah.
This year is bad.
And it's only the beginning of July.
Yeah, it's bad.
Now let's get into Colleen's music segment.
Hello, everyone. It's Colleen again, bringing you some more great music here on the Jay and Jack Show. After my last segment, I got some great music suggestions from some of you out there, so this week I'll be sharing some listener picks and recommendations. First up, we have a band called Angels and Airwaves, which is requested by Kristen. Angels and Airwaves is an alternative band that hails from none other than San Diego, California. You may recognize its members, particularly lead singer Tom DeLonge, formerly of the band Blink 182. The group is rounded out by guitarist David Kennedy, who used to be a member of Over My Dead Body and Boxcar Racer, former Offspring drummer Etan Willard, and bassist Matt Watcher, who previously belonged to Jared Leto's group 30 Seconds to Mars. Their two albums, We Don't Need to Whisper and I Empire, were released in 2006 and 2007 respectively. On this past June 17th, Angels and Airwaves released a documentary called Start the Machine and will soon release a feature film that involves their music, which also shares the title I Empire. Kristen recommends checking out the song The Adventure from their first album. Here's a sample of The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves. Next up, we have a group called the Avett Brothers that was suggested by Mark. Whereas our last band was from Jay and Jack's hometown of San Diego, this group is actually based out of their current state, North Carolina. Described as folk rock, folk punk, indie roots, and grunge grass, the duo, brothers Seth Avett and Scott Avett, have a sound that combines old-time country, punk, pop melodies, folk, rock and roll, honky-tonk, and ragtime. The Avett Brothers have released 9 albums and 1 EP since 2000. Their next album, The Gleam 2, will drop in just a few weeks on July 22nd. You can check them out at theavettbrothers.com or listen to some tracks at myspace.com/theavettbrothers. Here's a clip of their song, If It's the Beaches, which was actually featured on Friday Night Lights last year.
Don't say it's over, 'cause that's the worst news I could hear. I swear that I will do my best to be here just the way you like it. Even though it's hard to hide, push my feelings all aside, I will rearrange my plans and change for you.
Finally, we have 2 recommendations from Matt from the Northwest music scene, which, for those of you who may not know, is actually where Nirvana first got their start. The first group is from Seattle, Washington, and called Massey Ferguson. That can be found at myspace.com/MasseyFerguson. That's M-A-S-S-Y, so don't confuse them with the tractor company like I did when I was trying to find them. And Ferguson is actually spelled F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. In his email, Matt hails them for their great live shows. The band consists of Ethan Anderson on bass and vocals, Adam Manda on guitar and vocals, Tony Mann on keyboards, and Dave Goad on drums. Their first full-length album drops September 13th of this year and is called Cold Equations. Here's a preview of their song, Bent.
To find me.
Lastly, we have Matt's second recommendation, which is actually a man from the UK who's transplanted to Seattle named Mike Curley and his band called the Cafe Authors. Matt writes that the first time he saw him play was as the opening act to Dolores O'Riordan, lead singer of the Cranberries, and he nearly stole the show. Matt suggests the song Standing on the Balcony, which can be heard and downloaded for free at mikecurleymusic.com/music. Here's a little preview of that right now.
It might be clear for all to see, my mind has wandered recently, but the only thing that's clear to me is I'm standing on the balcony. Stood out like a photograph. All things present, all things past. My future's clear, but that won't last. I'm standing on the balcony tonight. Tonight. Standing on the balcony tonight.
Well, that about does it for today's music picks on the Jay and Jack Show. I'll be back soon with more great new acts for you to check out, as well as a few more interviews in the future. If you have any questions, suggestions, or recommendations, or even if you're an artist yourself with some music you want us to hear, send me an email at callrocks@gmail.com. That's callrocks@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Colleen. Peace out.
All right, Jack, you ready for the five? I'm kind of excited about this one.
I'm ready for the five, yes. All
right, here we go.
It's me, right?
Yes, it is you.
The five, questions for Jack.
Jack.
The five, questions for Jack. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five, questions for Jack.
Now, are you going to be able to read these questions with your injured wrist?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm worried.
So
I was really counting on the Olympic dream.
Out of all people that have done the five so far in the history of the Jay and Jack Show, which is short.
Ralph is the best, right?
He's the only one that actually officially gets a tally.
And Ralph called me yesterday and left a message on my cell phone.
Yeah, he has been moving the past 2 weeks, so that's why we have not had a Ralph.
I get all kinds of... Everyone that calls me or leaves a message says, oh, I'm calling on my cell phone. But he's saying this is the last time he can do it because they're passing the new law. So people tormenting me.
Yeah, I think you're like instigating more people to do it just to spite you.
I don't care when they're paying their tickets. Don't be yelling. I'll be there going, ha, 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 ha.
All right, so.
Well, you even called me today. I said, don't call me on my cell phone. I hung up on you.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Number one.
Number one.
How many times was the F word used in the famous F-word scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I'm going to say 11.
The correct answer is 19.
19. Ugh. Ugh. Well, I was watching the other day, but they cut that part out because it's on Spike TV. Bummer. So 11, isn't it? 19 11. Was the answer. And who? Yeah. What famous Padre was number 19?
Tony Wynn.
Yes. What All famous right. Charger was number 19?
Oh, Lance Hallworth?
Yep.
All right, number two.
I think so. Yes.
What was the name of the original segment that spawned Wayne's World? It was featured on the CBC on the show It's Only Rock and Roll.
But I like it. Wayne's Tavern.
Wayne's Power Minute, also featuring Mike Myers as Wayne.
I did not know that. 0 for 2.
Yep. Number three,
wait, I just hurt my wrist. I can't go on. I can't answer.
What famous song shot to this Billboard chart position? This is a two-parter. This Billboard chart position.
Hey, what do you come up with having two-part questions?
Because I can.
Oh, just wait for next week.
What famous song, yeah, so I have to answer the name of the song, shot to this, the number, Billboard chart position after it was featured
I said
in the
no
first Wayne's World movie. Nearly 20 years after it was originally released.
Dreamweaver?
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Ugh, no.
No?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh! I was too quick on it.
Wow.
By Queen.
Man, it's I would have given it to you if you said Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's like my favorite song of all time, too. I love that song.
The head banging in the car.
Yeah, I still do it to that day. To this day, me too.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I thought you would have got that. I thought that was easy.
You know what it was? I just kind of, this injured wrist.
Uh-huh.
Just not thinking clearly.
Gotcha.
My medication.
Fair enough.
Now I got to stay in shape, and I'm starting to hurt.
All right, number four.
Yeah.
Who directed the first Superman movie and left controversially while having 80% of the second one finished?
Francis Ford Coppola.
No.
No.
Correct answer is Richard Donner.
Oh. That's true.
Who wrote the original script for Superman the movie?
Is this a part of the same question?
No, it's just actually I'll give you a point if you get this one, a little bonus.
Jimmy Olsen.
No. Mario Puzo.
Really?
Famous writer
of The Godfather.
The Godfather.
That's now that you've mentioned that, I do remember that.
All right.
I just didn't care. I'm just not taking this five and stride.
I know, man. You just been
I'm
terrible.
Trying, but it's just like, you know, I jumped the gun on the one. I'm mad at myself.
You should be.
I should have known that.
Who is the author of such classics like Of Mice and Men and The Grapes of Wrath? A famous California author.
Oh. You know. Hey. I just read it.
There's books?
Yeah, there's books too.
There's no way he's in there.
I didn't print it up though.
Because that was way back in the day.
No, but there was something on there. Oh. I just read something on that. Just read it. Whoa. It's not Wilder, is it?
Nope.
No.
Okay, once again, it's who is the author of such classics like Of Mice and Men,
Shakespeare,
and Grapes of Wrath? California native, which most of his stories are set.
California native. Grapes of Wrath.
I don't know if he's set native, but he lived in California, and most of his stories originate in California.
I'm drawing a blank. I can't. I got Wilder in my head. I don't know why.
John Steinbeck.
Oh, man. I'm brutal.
Yeah, so that's Ofer. Big Ofer.
He even has a stamp, doesn't he?
Probably, I don't know. Of Mice and Men is one of my favorite books, though.
Yeah, man.
That was pretty bad.
That was bad. I'm horrible.
And you didn't get Bohemian Rhapsody.
Hey, you threw me off my game at that. I'm just done. I was done after that one.
That's shameful.
Just wait for next week for your question.
But come on, that one's easy.
I should have gotten that, yes.
Yeah.
I should have gotten that. I'd like to apologize to people for letting them down.
Dreamweaver.
I just had that with Donna Dixon walking in with her hair blowing. It just was like, you know.
Actually, I think that was where they had Jimi Hendrix, the foxy lady, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver was for his girlfriend.
Yeah, Donna.
That's her name.
Donna
I don't
Dixon.
Know her name.
She's married to Dan Aykroyd.
She's married to Dan Aykroyd? Really?
Yeah. She was on Bosom Buddies.
Her.
Yeah.
The hot chick, the girl he dated.
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't know that. Big Ghostbuster fan?
No.
Yes. She was on Bosom Buddies. Yes. Yes.
I don't think that's her name. I'm going to look it up right now.
What should I say? I swear it's Donna Dixon
World
with
movie.
Peter Scolari, Tom Hanks.
Talk about Wayne's World.
Yeah. Donna Dixon, the blonde.
Not the blonde. I'm talking about his girlfriend. That's not his girlfriend.
You're talking about what girlfriend? The one with
the bass
Garth.
Player.
Garth. No, you're not. No, not her.
That's his girlfriend.
Tani.
Yeah, Tia Carrera.
Tani Katane was the one that was married to the pitcher, Chuck Finley.
And also,
also a Tom Hanks. She was in the bachelor party.
Doesn't matter. It's Tia Carrera.
And she's from San Diego. No, but the one that was Garth's girlfriend, her hair was blowing.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's Foxy Lady.
Is that Foxy Lady?
Yeah, it's a dance for Foxy Lady.
All right. But she's married to Dan Aykroyd.
Good for him.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
I said blonde.
I know. I was like, that's not his girlfriend.
No.
Wow, you are just off with you. I am disappointed.
But I was thinking something else. I like Donna Dixon, so I got stuck there. I'm sorry.
All right.
They're all lovely. Let me
Jack, you ready to close the show?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here
oh,
we
wait.
Go. Oh, what?
Well, you want to wait and say this at the end?
What?
About George Carlin?
You can do it now if you want to. Why not?
Yeah, George Carlin passed away. Was it last
week sometime?
Yeah. Very, Thursday, very, very funny guy.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. He had the 7 words you couldn't say on television. Mm-hmm. That's what he's best remembered for. But
yeah. I always thought he was a great commentator on it, and he always pointed out, you know, kind of the bull crap stuff.
Right.
That's what I always liked about him.
Or he has that great one between baseball and football. You know,
what about
we,
it?
We play on a gridiron and football. We play on a diamond.
Baseball.
Baseball. We have it ends at a certain time. Football ends at a certain time. Baseball. We could go on forever. It may never end. But funny guy, and he will. Yeah. He will be missed.
He will be. All right, Jack.
And, you know, I'm gonna tell you right now.
What?
As smart as George Carlin was,
he
wouldn't have gotten any of these right.
He could have gotten Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, he would not have gotten that right.
I guess there's no way to know.
Because he's had a rough day. He's had a rough day.
He's not alive.
I know. I knew that didn't make sense when I said it. He's had a bad day.
I'd say so.
But no, he's actually a pretty smart guy. He would have got at least that
but,
one.
But he lived life pretty hard. And thus,
well, he's had heart problems for a while. So
yeah.
That's too bad.
All right.
But I like George Carlin.
Yes, most people do.
He has that one joke, your mom thought I made it up.
What was that?
Because everyone always says, have a great day. Oh, great. Now I got to have a great day.
Uh-huh.
I've been saying that since I've known your mom.
Yeah.
And she goes, when he found it, I go, oh, that's the one joke I always use. And she goes, what? She goes, I thought you made that up.
You know what's actually great is because Colleen has never seen mostly any of the good movies in the world.
She hadn't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, that's where I kind of inspired. I did Planes, Trains, and
Automobiles. I almost threw her out of the house.
Yeah. I just talked to her, and she was like, why do I know the name Axel Foley? I was like, oh, it's in Beverly Hills Cop. There's also the song Axel Foley. I was like, oh, well, I've never seen that movie.
Unbelievable. And she's from New York?
Yeah.
And she does a show on the Metro Buzz?
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be
pop culture.
What's pop culture? Never seen Seinfeld?
Never seen Seinfeld.
How could you not see Seinfeld?
She didn't see Friends until she was in college.
And she's worried about her flights?
Yes.
She's got more to worry about than that.
But, oh, so she was like, she didn't realize that that's what she said actually originated, like became popular because it was used in Wayne's World, the movie.
Yeah.
She also didn't know Excuse Me, a baking powder is from Wayne's World.
Wow.
I was just like, man.
That's right. She hadn't seen Wayne's World.
Yeah. So I was just, because I used to, Excuse Me, a baking powder? So, and she never was like, well, she, you know, I said, it was like, oh, that's where that's from.
But I could have been playing that, you know, the whole, I could have kept stealing that joke for the longest time.
Yeah.
I still do it today when someone goes, have a great day. Great.
Thanks. Did it a lot at Disneyland.
Yeah. Have a great day. Have a wonderful day. Great. Now I got to enjoy myself. Now the pressure's on me. So your mom thought I made that joke up. I said, that was all George Carlin. I go, he's the one on stage making all the money. I'm here doing a podcast with your son. So come on. Getting 5 questions wrong, but I should have at least got 3 of them.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
I got a headache today.
Okay.
I've been reading these things on how to save water and run. Uh-huh. It's really giving me a headache and making my stomach turn.
Gotcha. All right, now are you ready to close the show?
Now I'm sounding like you.
I know.
We can't both
be bitter at the same time because that just turns into just
I said I will not be that way anymore.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm turning. When the mic is turned on, I'm going. I'm ready to roll.
I was good until you started pointing out how crappy my day was.
It was funny. When we got there. He's got this hanger. He's trying to find me. Oh, they're down here. I go, what? I'm standing on them.
Well, that's what I found. I was like, I went down to look in, and I stepped on the keys.
And people will know.
They were sitting there all day.
The parking lot, the Iceplex, is well known because everybody that works
there.
Got
carjacked there a couple times.
Yeah, and you get your car, if you leave something
broken into.
So here's Jay's, that shows you how good Jay's car is. You know, I forgot this point.
Well, it's just a Cavalier. It's not like, it's like, oh, he's going to have a lot of cool stuff
in there.
I'm waiting
for Jay to go to work the other day, and he goes, oh, wait a second. I got to clean my sunglasses off. So he runs upstairs. I think he has a special solution that.
Uh-huh.
His glasses. If you ever sat in his car, his windows look tinted. They're not. Even his front window looks
bad.
I had to take off my sunglasses because I was driving your car the other day. I couldn't see out of the windows.
See, the cool thing about my sunglasses, they're polarized and they actually cut through all of that stuff, so I can see just fine.
You know, maybe if I was Superman, it'd be all right, but I'm not Superman. You got to clean those windows. And it's not the
but
it's
I
not
see
the outside,
just fine.
It's the inside.
I know, it's the inside. I see just fine.
It's like got 3 inches of filth in there. It's gross. But your whole car's.
See, the problem is, when I ever take it to the wash, when I do take it to the wash,
they
never clean the inside of that thing.
Well, you know, we have this new thing called Windex.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
And you can do, well, you,
especially with my wrist condition.
You know, maybe if you would clean your windows, it'd build up your wrists.
Oh, man. I have really strong wrists. That's the thing, is they're buff, but I just can't. I just
get them. Yeah. Yeah.
Stronger than your wrists, son.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not the one over here whining.
You ready to close out the show?
All right. I guarantee, oh. I'm gonna give 5 questions next week. You will not get
every single one?
You will not get it. You won't.
Okay, but I think you should give me some that are kind of obvious that I should, because Bohemian Rhapsody, that's kind of a give.
Hey, did I run and hide from it? I'm like the hybrid here. I'm okay. Out here. Well, not my.
I'm just saying, like, if you're, you can't just give me ones like,
hi,
what is,
here's this water bottle,
what is 62 squared? I mean, come on, they have to be like real questions.
Doesn't have to be anything.
Whatever. All right, you ready to get out of here, Jack?
I'm gonna hit you on the head with a water bottle. Hey, is that your real hair?
Oh man! All right, let's close.
Let's close out the show.
All right, guys, that is our show. Let's call it 206-202-5270.
Call anytime.
That's 206-202-5270.
Call anytime.
Also send an email to jandjack@gmail.com. Once again, it's jandjack@gmail.com. This is also going to be the last show on the Lost Podcast feed.
Hey, aren't we doing a Lost Podcast next week?
Next week.
Yes.
Lost Podcast comes back.
Getting revved up for Comic-Con.
To the yeah.
It's on the, unfortunately, it's on the West Coast, but I think most people would rather travel to the East Coast. But, you know, since it's on
New York has its own Comic Con.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just not making that case, am I?
No. What's great about the New York Comic Con is actually have like a podcasters, like a little air for podcasters.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be cool at Comic Con. I was like, oh, wait, people actually come to the San Diego Comic Con.
Oh! Which is already sold out for Saturday.
Yeah. Which that's why I hope they don't. Which kind of stinks for us, people that want to come see our panels on Saturday.
Yeah, from 4 to 5? 5 to 6?
4 to 5.
4 to 5.
4 to 5. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next time on the Jay and Jack Show. This is the last Jay and Jack. I know we'll say it more on the Lost Podcast. Check out jayandjack.com/show or subscribe to the Jay and Jack Show feed.
Hey, have you been watching that show Wipeout?
No, I have not, because I was working on the show today and I missed it.
That's tough. It was funny. There's something about people running and falling
and hurting themselves.
I don't know how they don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They bounce.
I mean, it's like really padded.
It must be. And they fall into water and they fall into the punching one's the one that cracks them at the most. I think it'd be better off just to jump in there and run around. Instead of get boom, boom, punched in the face 6 times.
Oh,
it's
man.
The little things in life that crack me up.
Yes. Like your face.
Oh!
All right.
So I think Jay's come out. It only took, 55 minutes of recording?
I was fine. I was
Jay's
just telling you about my bad day.
Jay's come out of his shell, and he's not crying anymore and whining. I don't want to do the podcast. I lost my keys. Kids are causing problems. Nobody's listening to me. It's only Tuesday. That's what you were all day.
Whatever.
You were like.
Okay. If you were in my position, you would have been, like, killing people at this point.
No, because I've learned to control my anger. Did I get mad when I missed the 5 questions? I missed them. Okay, bring it on.
Hey, those are questions.
Yeah.
Little bratty kids mouthing off to you. You don't respond too well to that.
Well, because they don't, like, usually have a hockey stick in my hand.
All right, Jack, let's get out of here. See you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.